Trust me, we got the power to change the world. Need you to trust me. Slide. Slide.
Yes, ma.
Look, get up and go to the store and get me some milk. And make sure you hurry and come back.
What? Okay. All right, ma. All right. Okay, let me just...
Hurry.
All right, I'm going. Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. Bye, ma. Love you.
What's up, Tri-State? Hot 97, number one for hip-hop. I'm Mia Bell with Mia After Dark. And can you believe it? It's finally everyone's favorite time of the year. And honestly, after the year we had, I think we could all use a good Christmas. And guess what? There's still a little time for you to get off of Santa's naughty list. Matter of fact, call me right now, 800-223-9797, and tell me what you want for Christmas.
Yo, Saucy, let me borrow a dollar.
For what, nigga?
Because I'm short. Come on, stop playing.
I got it. Is it me or is Jeremiah always broke? Like, why Auntie Pat never give you no chicken when you leave the crib?
Ah, see, what y'all need to do is stop worrying about y'all mommies and sometimes daddies and go get some bread on your own.
Saucy don't want up a bra size and now she want to tell everybody how to live.
Nah, you violated.
See, it's that attitude right there why you ain't never going to get a girl like you back.
I'm talking.
What's wrong with you?
Gianna Ciante Harris. Yo, I want her so bad.
Bro, that's out of your
list. Listen,
yo, why would you say that?
Slide. What's the plan?
Oh, God.
Really, the only thing I could do is just go up there and tell her that I love her.
I'm not trying to say that's not gonna work, but what's plan B?
I mean, that's all I really had, but I could probably say something like, hey, Gianna, you looking real delicious today.
Wait, why is Saucy talking to her right now?
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm good. I like this outfit. You look cute today.
Ah, thanks, boo. Mm-hmm.
Yo, if Saucy messed this up, I'm gonna violate her ass.
So, what are you guys doing later tonight?
Girl, I don't know yet, but after these niggas decide on how they're gonna talk to you, then we can actually make plans.
Wait, who?
Well, you know my brother Slide over there, right?
Oh, that's cute. I remember when I was their age.
Bitch, you're 16.
And y'all are 14. I said what I said.
Hey, yo, Slide, fix up. Saucy walking shorty over here right now.
All right, say less.
Slide, this is Gianna. Gianna, this is Slide. Don't say I ain't never do anything.
Listen. I'm sorry, baby girl, but excuse my sister. She was raised by the streets.
Whatever.
Really? Okay, so, Poppy, Saucy tells me you got something you want to tell me.
Yeah, girl, where you gonna stop fronting? I know you see me in your DMs, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, girl, they don't call me Slide for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so what's next, then? Because, you're just
a baby.
Yeah. That's what all y'all barely older girls say, but I'm trying to show you something.
Okay, how about this? If you get me what I want for Christmas, then I'll go on a date with you, and we'll see what happens from there.
Oh, she don't know that I get money.
I didn't know either.
Man, yo, chill.
Y'all crazy.
So?
Well, I've been thinking.
Bro, you're crazy if you think you're gonna be able to get that for her.
Yeah, I'm usually down to support your foolishness, but this game is over, Sly. Curtain call with the vibe.
Yo, just relax. I got this. Of course I can't buy it, but I know somebody who can help.
Who?
Santa. The fuck wrong with y'all?
Oh, this nigga crazy.
Crazy and stupid.
Yo, just hit me out.
Do I have to remind you how old you are, my nigga? You still believing in fantasies?
Word. They don't even have chimneys in the projects, God. How you believing in this now?
I know where he stay, and I'm not talking about White Santa.
Wait, so this is a real thing?
I told you.
Now, if you're from Brooklyn, then you already know the vibes. This is the most magical place on Earth. But I know what you're thinking. Doesn't Santa live in the North Pole? Now, you don't need me to tell you about how many times the white man has lied to us in the past now, do I? Okay, good. So that we're clear, this is where our story begins. Saucy, Slide, and Jeremiah are hopping on their bikes to go ask Santa for another Christmas miracle. This is the year that Slide becomes a man.
Okay, so what's the plan?
First off, how long you think we're gonna be gone? Because my mom's making meatloaf tonight.
Man, ain't nobody worried about your mom's dusty old meatloaf. You should have ate before you came.
Exactly.
Hey, Ma, can you pack it up for me? I'll be at Slide's house until tomorrow. Thanks. Love you.
All right, anyway. The way I see it is, we're not that far away. To get to Santa's house, all we gotta do is cut through Mossy Projects.
Wait, hold up.
Yes?
Ain't that frozen territory?
So?
Oh, hell nah.
Yeah, it is, but we'll be fine. Jeremiah, did you bring it?
Yup, I got the Bible right here for you, my brother.
No, you idiot. I told you to grab your pop's gun before you came outside.
But the Bible says...
Shut up!
Wow. Anyways, there's another way. All we gotta do is deliver a package for the snowman. Follow me.
Now that our trio has a plan, their adventure has truly begun. Even though they are entering dangerous territory, they are fueled by love, which will hopefully keep them safe.
Hey, what y'all little niggas want? This ain't no playground.
First off, we ain't little, and I'm here to talk business with the snowman.
Bitch, you look little to me. But check this out. If you know the password, then I'll let you through. If not, I'm taking you and your friend's bikes just because I feel like it.
Hey, yo, Slide, let's just go.
No, it's cool. I got this. Frosty was a nigga with no soul. He'll take your bitch and take your hoe, and he got kilos of blow.
Well, there's that. We are definitely walking home.
Right this way, little homie.
See? I told y'all. Come on.
Yo, Slide, how did you even know that?
Word.
I told y'all, this Christmas, I'm not playing around. This gotta be special. I want Gianna by any means necessary.
All right, y'all. He's right inside that door.
You know they say, if you want something bad enough in life, you'll either get it or you'll realize you're not good enough for it. What do you think about that?
Well, first I must ask you a question too. Why is it that we drive on a parkway, yet we park in a driveway?
Wow.
Well, I was right.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
Clever young man.
Oh, never mind us, Mr. Snowman. This is just completely different than what we had imagined.
Oh, yes. I've grown up a lot. My younger days were very much different. If you would have been in here, let's say, about 10 years ago, there would have been guns and naked women everywhere. You know, nigga shit. But I don't need that shit anymore. Besides, if anyone hates it, I just kill them. So as I said, how may I help you today, young man?
Well, see, there's this girl, right? And I'm kind of in love with her. She wants for Christmas, and the only way that I can get it for her is if I go see Santa. But the only way to get there is through Frost territory.
Ah, okay. So you came to me first to see if I can pardon you through my brother Jack's territory.
Yep.
Well, I'll do it for love.
You will? you will?
Yes. But you'll have to make a delivery for me first. But don't worry. It's on its way. Blizzé! Bring those little dreamers a special seat.
What's a special seat?
It's best you don't know what's in this bag, so don't even open it. You have 30 minutes to drop this bag off to Rudy over at Dallas BBQ's on Nostrand. When it's completed, Rudy will give me a call and I'll connect the dots with you with my brother.
Thank you, Mr. Frosty, sir.
The stage is set, and for the first time tonight, Jeremiah and Saucy actually believe in Sly's plan. Even though the night is young, they are far from completing their journey. And as they ride quickly through the streets of Brooklyn, you can tell that they are on a mission. They pull up to BBQ's just in time to be greeted by the hostess.
Hey, welcome to BBQ's. How many in your party tonight?
Hey, we actually aren't really hungry, but can we speak with Rudy?
Rudy?
Yes, Rudy.
Are you sure? Y'all kind of young.
Bitch, just take us to see Rudy.
Oh, all right. Damn. I hope y'all know what you're doing. Follow me this way. Okay, I gotta get back to work, so this is as far as I'll take you. Just walk through those double doors and follow it straight to the kitchen.
Yo, after we're done with all this, I'm coming back for some sticky tenders and shorty.
I'll be with y'all in 1 minute. You can't live in the past any longer, young man. There comes a time when you must move on and start to mature your desires and wants. Years ago, I was in a bad place, but I've changed a lot.
How so?
Well, I was fighting a losing battle to my cocaine addiction. Losing it all meant nothing to me, and that was scary. My name is Rudy, but they started calling me Rudolph because of how my coke addiction turned my nose red.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad, but I turned my life around, and so can you. Just start making better choices. And remember, I'm here to support you along the way. All right, now, go on and get out of here so I can help these kids.
Thanks, Rudy.
What you got for me, kid?
Well, I was told to give you this.
Oh, okay. I see what time y'all on.
Hello?
Hey, I got the message.
Oh, thank you. Please give the phone to Slide.
Hey, which one of y'all three is Slide?
That's me.
Here you go.
Hello?
Everything is set for you, but this is a one-time pass, so don't be moving around like this shit is Six Flags.
Get to where you need to go and then dip. You and I are not friends, and I am not granting you three wishes. Good luck, kid.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, give the phone back to Rudy.
Yeah.
Give him a glizzy.
Okay, little homie, you and your friends are good to go.
Thank you, sir.
Now be careful with this, and I hope I never see you back here again. But if I do, make sure it's only at my church. All right, now, y'all go ahead about your way.
Now, I wish there was a better way for this Christmas miracle to come true. Before our friends Sly, Saucy, and Jeremiah, they were on their way into the Frost Projects. And I can only hope that the risk that they are taking is worth it. Riding into the projects, they are grilled by everyone who knows that they are unfamiliar to this part of the city.
Come on, man, just let us through.
Trying to keep their eyes focused on only what's ahead.
Yo, Slide, let's just go while we have the chance.
They are stopped right on the side of the road.
Hey, yo, who the fuck is y'all niggas?
Yo, chill, bro, we just riding through.
We don't want no problems.
Did this little bitch-ass nigga just tell me to chill? Because I happen to like problems.
Hey, bro, I told you just chill and let us through.
Man, back the fuck about my face and stop playing. And this my hood. Fuck y'all think y'all at?
I'll show you better than I can tell you.
Oh, this little boy better run on home before I actually get mad. Now tell me, what you gonna do with that?
Put the gun away, man. We out.
Nah, man, fuck that.
Oh my God.
Who a little boy now?
Come on, we gotta go.
Yo, let's go.
Oh, shit.
Yo, Slide, what was that about?
Honestly?
Yes, honestly, bro. This was just supposed to be about you getting a girl.
And now you out here shooting niggas and shit.
I don't want to go to jail.
Shit, can y'all just stop talking right now? I'm trying to think.
You should have been thinking a couple minutes ago.
What happens if someone saw us?
And,
my guy, if they seen you with us?
Listen, we are good. Y'all need to stop acting so damn scary.
This nigga gets a Hammond out of nowhere, gruesome wall.
Shut the fuck up. We almost to the North Pole, all right? Soon as I chop it up with Santa, we out. And then I'm going to go bag Gianna. But y'all can go home right now if y'all want to, because at this point, we just wasting time.
God.
Wow.
So what's it going to be?
Clearly, we riding with you, but you got to give me the gun, though.
Yeah, give it to Saucy.
Nah, let's go. Come on, let's go, let's go. Come on, God. Fuck it.
So you thought just because it was Christmas, it was friendly? Nah, this is Brooklyn. And ain't nothing nice on these streets. But now's the time. And as our trio moves quickly, they ride up to Santa's projects to finish what they've started. With uncertainty luring ahead of them, they are nervous, anxious, but hopeful. No matter what, this is an evening they'll never forget, and certainly the most memorable Christmas ever. As they walk onto the elevator, they take it up to the top floor. Their hearts begin to race quicker and faster. But as soon as the door opens, they feel a sense of calmness as they are searched by security, directed to walk ahead. Jeremiah and Saucy slightly fall back to allow Slide to lead the way.
So, I'm told you've gone through great lengths to meet with me.
Yes, Mr. Santa, sir.
No need to call me Santa, young man. Just call me Quintavious. That's what my mother named
me. Did this nigga just say Quintavious?
Yo, y'all chill.
I'm sorry. Something funny?
Nah, don't mind that, Mr. Quintavious, sir. They didn't even know that you existed. But I told them that the legend was true. That Santa is real.
Oh, I'm definitely real. So, what's her name?
Wait, how did you know?
The only reason a nigga would go through what you've been through tonight is for a girl.
Yeah, well, her name is Gianna, and she's 16, and I love her. But she won't go out with me unless I give her something for Christmas.
Wait, so you love her, but y'all never actually gone on a date before?
Yeah, nah, but that's why I'm here.
Wow. Okay. So what does she want?
She wants a...
Hey, nigga. Turn that off.
My bad, Sam.
Little man pouring his heart out right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. But do you think you can help me?
Are you sure you want my help? Because this ain't a fairy tale, kid. And this gift ain't free. So you're gonna owe me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Alright, consider it handled. Next time you see me, I'll be expecting you to deliver on this transaction.
Yes, sir. So, what now?
You're free to go. Our gift will be under the tree on Christmas morning.
I'll see y'all in a couple days.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on.
Oh my God! You're so sweet, Slide. I can't believe you actually did this for me.
My pleasure, baby. I'm glad that you liked it.
Liked it? I love it. I almost didn't even pick up this phone call this morning.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Wait, but how did you get a burner to my pop so that he could FaceTime me for Christmas? I miss him so much.
Look, anything for you, G. You won't even believe what I went through to get this. But to see the smile on your face, man, it was totally worth it.
Wow. I can't believe this all actually worked out.
I know, right? Merry Christmas, Saucy.
Merry Christmas, Jeremiah.
So, about that date?
Put your hands up and get on the ground.
Oh, shit.
Slide! Hey, Slide, what's going on?
Hey, lady, move out the way. Jefferson Harris, you have the right to remain
silent. Yo, chill, I didn't even do nothing.
Stop it, Mom, come help.
Hey, move out the way, lady. You think that this is because of...
Shut up, Jeremiah.
Stop resisting.
Oh, my God, Mom, come help.
Guys, it's okay. Just come on, fuck you. Just come on, Mom.
You're being charged with the murder of...
Though the sun was shining bright, the day felt as if it were in the spotlight of the moon, with Sly being arrested for what they all thought would only live in the shadows of their past, has now come back to haunt them. Unsure what the future brings, Slide has chosen to stay quiet as he goes through booking, fingerprints, and put into a cell. Unsettled by his new home, one of the CEOs walked past and drops a burner inside. As the phone begins to vibrate, Sly's heart is racing. He hesitantly decides to pick it up.
Are you ready to return the favor?
Wait, what?
Now's the time.
Merry Christmas, little nigga.